Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Ready again to another episode of Chelsea's Radio Novela and her love life. We got a text from the 562 that says, "Oh no! I'm going to miss Chelsea's Radio Novela because I got to go into my daughter's Christmas performance at her school." We texted back, "Don't miss it. Download the radio.com app and listen that way." She's like, "I have no earphones," but you know what? I don't care. The whole school is going to hear it. So she's going to put it on speaker.
Also, let's be honest. Right. You've already heard your daughter's Christmas performance like 900 times.
Mm-hmm. Her practicing songs in the car, her practicing at home. Anyways, here we go. You can also get our podcasts up every day. Radio.com app, search AMP Morning Show. For right about now, we're about to find out what's going on in Chelsea's love life. She went out on a first date last night. And the title of this radio novela is Entre el amor y la mentira.
Between love and a lie.
The situation here is Chelsea's been in a text relationship with this guy for 9 months. He lives up in the Bay Area.
Venture capitalist.
Mm-hmm. Adventure capitalist. He makes theme parks.
Could be way more fun than whatever adventure means.
I'd be down for that, actually.
Bottom line, he's not broke.
Every time I've met someone who engages in illegal activity, they're always a venture capitalist.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're just venturing. That's what happened.
I mean, anyways. I was just in the, you know, legal marijuana game before it was legal. You know,
all that's right. What they say. Let's move on.
He's not a drug dealer.
No. Would I date a drug dealer? Come on.
I don't know.
Brian.
You would, but you wouldn't know. Does that make sense?
No, because I'm pretty smart. Actually,
you are.
So I would know.
That's off topic. Here we go. DJ Majestic says, "We got 2 minutes to get this." All right, here we go. We're going to attempt it. It's a Friday. All right, so this is the situation, guys. The lie is this. Basically, Chelsea's good friend is the one that grabbed Chelsea's phone and started texting this guy 9 months ago, pretending that Chelsea and him already know each other. But Chelsea's friend keeps texting him from her phone, pretending to be Chelsea. So there's times, who has he been dating? Chelsea? Or her friend?
It's not that dramatic.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes, it is for the radio, Chelsea.
I know.
It is that dramatic.
Clarify a little bit.
And clarifications ruin the segment. No clarifications.
They were meeting in person for the very first time, and Chelsea was going to finally reveal the truth behind La Mentira.
The love and a lie. Mm-hmm. Something
just,
like that.
Just a lie.
Okay.
Chelsea, what happened last night?
So that's the thing is my friend's been trying to play matchmaker. So she was the first person to text this guy who I've never met before saying that I already met him. Just to clarify that. But him and I since have built a rapport. We text. We have good banter. And now we've been trying to, he's been asking me to meet up. He's finally here. We met up. So I'm walking into this date. First off, I end up being like 15, 20 minutes late because the traffic was crazy that day. And so I'm already feeling like I'm nervous. I'm like, how am I going to tell him? I just feel awkward about it. So I walk in, we meet at this restaurant in Venice.
Nice.
I sit down, I see him at the bar, sit down, we hug, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, we're finally meeting." And I'm like, "Okay."
Did you feel any chemistry when you saw him in person?
Yeah, he's cute. He's really cute. He's tall,
once again,
cute.
He's
out.
A venture capitalist, real cute.
So then we sit down, and immediately he just starts talking about, like, he's like, "Oh," he's like, "I feel like I know everything about you from social." He's like, "You were just in New York," and he just starts asking me questions. And I'm kind of answering, and but then I stop and I go, "What? We gotta address something real fast."
Oh, here it is.
Do you know how we know each other or how we met? And he's like, "Well, what do you mean?" And I go, "Well, you were confused for how we first like know each other." And he goes, "Well, I think I kind of figured it out." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Oh, well, you're friends with Mayor, right? And I know her. I met her, you know, so many months ago. And I was guessing it was just through that." And I was like, "Yeah, but," I was like, "she stole my phone and texted you."
Oh!
The first time.
How did he react?
And he just starts laughing. He's like, "Really?" And he goes, "Okay, wait." And I was like, and then she's kind of texted you a couple times, you know, throughout. And he goes, "Well, what?" He's like, "Okay." And then he starts going through the conversations we've had. He's like, "Well, was it you that texted me about the breakfast burrito?" Oh. was it you? And I'm like, yeah, that was me. Okay. And he's like, so he's like going through the conversation. Like, you can tell he's a little bit weirded out, but he was also just like, he didn't care as much as I thought he would. He was kind of just laughing about it and like had a good sense of humor about it. And that was it. Honestly, we like talked about it for maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And laughed about it. Good. And we moved on and we just like got to know each other.
Speaking of moving on, where is it moving to?
Well, he actually is thinking about moving to LA. Yeah.
For you? Oh my God. This is so serious.
Now you know how to get a man to do anything for you.
Have your friend catfish them.
Una gran mentira. Big ass lie. So he's thinking about moving to LA. Do you see this going somewhere, Chelsea? Be honest.
I feel like I'm excited to get to know him more and spend more time with him. If anything, I think it'll be a good friendship. But like, you know, he was cute because he's doing like a housewarming party because he's running this house for a bit. And he's like, he jokes, he's like, I can't wait to co-host our first party together. So he's like, you know, we're just kind of.
You tell him you already have two co-hosts.
Right.
Jeez. Brian and Edgar, damn it.
Man, Chelsea friend zones people faster than like a Wild West gunslinger. I see a friendship.
I'm not the kind of person that's like, oh my God, I'm in love right away. It takes a minute. You got to get to know the person. You know, I'm not jumping to any.
Unless they have an accent. Then you jump right in. Yeah.
Or they're a venture capitalist.
Oh. 97.1
Amp. Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.